handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 18th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. This past week on, I think it was on Amazon, I ran across a movie, Killing the Messenger. And it was about Gary Webb. And, you know, a lot of people just kind of falls out of the memory hole. But I found it interesting. It was a pretty good factual account of, if you remember the story from the late 90s, Gary Webb broke the story about the drugs for guns with Nicaragua. Remember all of that? And which now, if you look, I did a little looking into it and how they've successfully tried to, you know, paint him as crazy, and this really wasn't factual. We won all these awards as a journalist for doing actual journalism. It was a really good movie, and of course, if you ever looked into the story or happened to see the movie, I ran across this. Oh, I think about the time that he supposedly committed suicide. You remember, two gunshots to the head, suicide, Gary Webb. But anyway, if you're looking for something to look at over the weekend, I wanted to throw that in because it's worth a watch, and it is does refresh your memory of to the complete criminality and corruption that is the federal government of the United States. Okay. I'm going to play this clip here. I've got several news stories I want to get in, but I think it's important. Some people don't have the internet. Some people don't slow down enough to watch something like this. It is about 10 minutes. All right, now I don't like to play videos that long, but I think it's important. The founder of True News accused PayPal of conducting a financial pogrom hours after the Florida-based Christian broadcaster published a hard-hitting news report that linked Jeffrey Epstein's child sex scandal to Israeli's Mossad spy agency. So this is 10 minutes and 13 seconds. Here we go. Let's play it again.
This is an urgent warning to everybody who uses PayPal. After watching this video, I hope you're motivated to close your PayPal account. PayPal abruptly canceled True News's account. No explanation was given for the extreme action. Furthermore, PayPal also permanently closed Bless an Orphan's account on the same day. Bless an Orphan is the children's ministry founded by my daughter, Carissa Washburn. True News has no legal relationship with Bless an Orphan. PayPal closed Bless an Orphan's account for one reason. Carissa is my daughter. PayPal's nasty actions occurred on Friday, January 3rd, 2020. What was the topic of True News on Thursday, January 2nd, 2020? Well, here it is. Ghislaine Maxwell. Which spy agency is hiding her? Ghislaine Maxwell is the daughter of the late Robert Maxwell, the publishing tycoon who died mysteriously, just like Jeffrey Epstein. Nude, Mr. Maxwell fell off his yacht, the Lady Ghislaine, and drowned in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of the Canary Islands in November 1991. Here is a Los Angeles Times article published on November 6, 1991. The LA Times headline proclaimed, Robert Maxwell, 68, media giant, found dead in sea, publishing. Britain vanished from his yacht. His debt-laden empire includes the New York Daily News. The 1991 LA Times report said, quote, Robert Maxwell, the Czechoslovak war orphan who became a billionaire British gentleman and grandiose global media baron, was found dead Tuesday in waters off Spain's Canary Islands, where he had been vacationing on his yacht. Authorities said Maxwell, 68, who earlier this year had bought the New York Daily News, vanished overnight from the 180-foot Lady Ghislaine. His unclothed body was found several hours later. His mysterious death came as Maxwell was embroiled in yet another international controversy, something common in a life that had the improbable, extravagant, and sometimes mysterious character of a British fiction. Maxwell had just been accused in a new book by reporter Seymour Hersh of having close ties to the Israeli Secret Service. He also had been forced under a staggering debt load to sell off some of the most precious parts of his global media empire, end of quote. Now, 28 years later, Jeffrey Epstein's death has given birth to a big mystery. People are asking three questions. Number one, how did Epstein commit suicide inside a secure federal prison? Number two, if Epstein was murdered, who did it and how was it covered up? Number three, was Epstein smuggled out of the prison alive and taken to Israel? Look at this UPI article published on November 6, 1991, the day after Maxwell's body was found in the ocean. The UPI headline said, Maxwell's death raises questions in Israel. The 1991 article stated, newspaper tycoon Robert Maxwell's mysterious death raised new questions Wednesday about his ties to the Israeli intelligence agency Mossad and the viability of his extensive holdings in several Israeli companies, end of quote. So let's go back to PayPal canceling True News' account on January 3rd, 2020. Our report the day earlier, January 2nd, was Ghislaine Maxwell. Which spy agency is hiding her? It was on January 2nd, the episode of True News, that I said her father's real name was Jean Ludwig Hyman Benjamin Hook. And after his mysterious death, he was given a state funeral in Israel that was attended by six current and retired Mossad directors. We also said on January 2nd that Ghislaine Maxwell's father served Zionist Israel as a devoted intelligence agent, and that Ghislaine Maxwell assumed her father's role as a special agent for Israel inside America. Our True News report on January 2nd was enough to push PayPal to retaliate against us and also strike at Bless an Orphan, an innocent Christian ministry that rescues and houses little girls kidnapped in South America by sex traffickers. What a connection. PayPal was founded by Peter Thiel, a homosexual Jewish businessman who is close to President Trump. PayPal's current CEO is Daniel Shulman. Mr. Shulman is also Jewish. He told the New York Times, quote, I was born with social activism in my DNA, end of quote. In other words, the current PayPal CEO is a progressive far-left socialist who is willing to shut down accounts of organizations he does not like. Well, welcome to Bolshevik Zionist America. PayPal shut down the accounts of True News and Bless an Orphan for one reason. I refuse to stop talking about the Israeli Mossad's blackmail operation through the fake billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. The success of Jeffrey Epstein's blackmail operation explains how Israel secretly seized control of America over the past 30 years. Tens of thousands of influential American men, politicians, generals, governors, celebrities, entertainers, news editors, scientists were lured to Epstein's Mossad-owned mansions to have sex with teen girls who were recruited by Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of Israeli spy Robert Maxwell, a.k.a. John Ludwig Hyman Benjamin Hook. The result is thousands of American soldiers have died and tens of thousands maimed fighting endless wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, and other countries on behalf of Zionist Israel. Furthermore, America's public debt increased by trillions of dollars financing these wars for Israel. When American citizens comprehend the depth and the scope of the Epstein child sex blackmail operation, they will finally find the answer to the question that has plagued millions of Americans for decades. What is the mysterious, invisible power that controls America against the wishes and desires of the American people? No matter who wins our elections, nothing changes in America. No matter how many petitions we sign, Washington ignores our demands. What is this invisible power? Look no farther than the Jeffrey Epstein child sex blackmail operation. A tiny population in another country that stole at gunpoint the land of Palestinians has stolen America's sovereignty and independence by entrapping America's leaders in immoral and illegal sexual activity with children and then blackmailing them. America's politicians, government agency officials, federal law enforcement agents, federal judges, intelligence officers, corporate executives, newspaper editors, television news anchormen, Hollywood actors, popular singers and musicians, scientists, and many more famous men were ensnared by Epstein's lure to have sex with vulnerable 14-year-old girls who were recruited by Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of an Israeli spy. America, I've got news for you. You've been conquered. The Israelis used the sexual lust of American men to take over this nation. They have so much power in America now that the Zionists are shutting down the free speech rights of anybody who dares to expose their crimes against humanity. For the first time since the American Revolution, the right of free speech is being denied to Americans who criticize the Israeli takeover of the USA. Slyly, the Israelis are using anti-Semitism as the cover to silence anybody who speaks out against them. That's why the U.S. State Department is now saying that criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism. Well, PayPal is not the only financial services company to punish True News in recent days. Bloomerang, our former donor management software supplier, also abruptly canceled our contract. Bloomerang's CEO admitted in a conference call with me that his company was pressured by Spreedly, a company that tokenizes online transactions to be processed by credit card gateways. They were pressured to immediately sever Bloomerang's relationship with True News. Now, Spreedly invoked a clause in its contract with Bloomerang that said it could compel Bloomerang to stop doing business with any third party that is objectionable to Spreedly. Do you see how this mafia-like intimidation is working to silence free speech in America? They are furious that I continue to talk about Jeffrey Epstein's child sex blackmail operation. Now, there's a day coming when the greedy money changers and the international banksters will close your personal bank account, cancel your credit cards, and call your house mortgage due. because they don't like your views. They don't like what you're saying, and they don't like the way you're voting. I promise you, it's coming. It shouldn't happen in the USA. But America has been taken over, and it was done through the Jeffrey Epstein child sex blackmail operation run by Israel. The closure of our PayPal account blocked thousands of True News supporters from automatically sending their monthly donations to us. These Jewish attacks on True News are meant to bankrupt us, but it will not succeed because our source is Almighty God, not the banksters. My faith is in Jesus Christ, the resurrected Son of God, who sits in heaven at the right hand of God Almighty, interceding for his saints on earth.
Okay, we can cut that right there. How about that? And I'll do my Ric Flair. Woo! I'm telling you what. And how about Ghislaine Maxwell's father got a state funeral in Israel, Robert Maxwell. Go read his Wikipedia page. I'm here to tell you, I've got a lot of news. I mean, I've got a lot of news, but probably some of it y'all already know. So I'm going to go ahead in light of that and open up the phone lines if you'd like to call in. 1-800-313-9443. If I have time to do news in between the phone calls, we'll take them. You know, a lot of people are saying don't go to this event in Richmond because it's going to be Charlottesville 2.0. It very well could be. I believe that's good advice. And also, one thing I wanted to get in, because I do this story every year. I'm doing it earlier than normal. But this past week, LiveScience.com reported there's more bad news about the flu. The main strain of flu that's circulating right now does not match what is it this year's flu shot, according to a new report. I have to do that every year, so I've already done it now for this year. Usually it's more like February, March before I get that. But there it is. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we're going to go to the phones. Frank in North Carolina, how are you doing? What's on your mind?
Frank? I haven't had a flu. Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, I don't have the flu yet. Hopefully I won't get it. I wash my hands a lot. I'm real careful what I touch and what I have to touch. I wash my hands a lot. I don't eat out. Fortunately, I'm not around a lot of kids that are bringing home stuff. But I do take Allicin C, and I take it because it makes sense to me. And pretty good stuff, I think. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Time will tell. But, I wanted to say, that was a great point you just made. This Maxwell guy, a total creep, probably 10 times worse than this Iranian general that Trump, was such a heroic president for taking this evil guy out. You know, hearing this coverage of them talking about how this guy was a bad guy, man, that guy didn't do anything. Our own generals, this is total hypocrisy. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. It's absolutely true. Our troops have raped girls, little girls. Our troops have done the most horrific things in every freaking war, as far as I know, particularly in the past 50 years, probably. I'm a former Marine myself. I tell you something else. Navy SEALs are scum. In general, from what I've seen, I used to spend some time around them. Didn't really talk to them that much, but when we were on ship, we used to have to berth with them, which means, really close quarters. We basically had to sleep in the same areas. And they were most of them were bigger than us because all they did was work out all the time. We weren't able to do that. We were too busy out humping heavy stuff all the time, freaking, hauling butt and whatnot. So, I was real skinny most of the time. I'm not now. I'm big now, like a high school linebacker. But I just wanted to mention that, the Navy SEALs, they're in general, they're like prostitutes. I mean, they will do anything for money or prestige. I mean, their motto ought to be, it pays to be a winner. Because all they want is to be on the winning team. They don't care. I think they like to kill people. They'll kill anyone, work for anyone who can get them into a position. Anybody that can get into a position of power and authority and prestige, they're just amoral scum. But I have just a little bit more I would like to say.
Yeah, hold on. I'll hold you over through the break. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back on the alternative media, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Frank in North Carolina. We got Chance in West Virginia on hold. Frank, go ahead, sir.
You know, I was listening, Farron, to this guy on, I think it was last Monday, Mitchell Henderson. I'd never heard him before, but I heard him on Rents one night. And this guy's former, you know, military intelligence and everything, real smart guy. I'd never heard him before, but, you know, somehow briefly they got on the subject of all the German people that were murdered and starved to death after between like 1945 and 1954 or something. I mean, like millions and millions and millions and millions. You know, I never heard about any of this when I was growing up. They never talked about this, and they never talk about the GIs, the American GIs that, you know, were taken out of some of these German POW camps, and it were taken by the Russians, by the Soviet Russians, controlled by the Jews, and they were taken and put into gulags and work camps, right, in Soviet Union, and died there. And our leaders knew about it and let it happen. They reported on ABC last week on the Epstein special. When was it? Last Thursday week or something? I saw about half of it. And they said, quote, there is a frenzied search, unquote, going on for Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, you know, that sounded like BS to me at the time when I heard it. And you know what? After listening to your report this morning, it sounds even more like BS. Is she being guarded by, would you say, former Navy SEALs?
That's what the Sun reported. And, you know, as far as I know, and anyone out there, correct me if I'm wrong, the FBI is not looking to question her. No law enforcement agency is wanting to look into this.
Well, Barrett, listen, man, on the ABC, on the special the other night on ABC, just last week, the victims were talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, saying she is just as guilty. She was basically running the whole thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, they were angry. They're like, where is Ghislaine Maxwell? You know? So, yeah. I mean, it's even been in the mainstream. And, you know, I got a call from somebody Monday. I don't ever listen to Rush Limbaugh, but I got a call from somebody, and they said, hey, turn on Rush Limbaugh. We're getting ready to have James O'Keefe on from Project Veritas. And I'm like, what? Well, it wasn't Rush Limbaugh. It was some guy filling in for him. But anyway, I heard it. I couldn't believe it. I mean, he was telling the truth. He was getting all this information out there about the Bernie Sanders campaign and his people. And then for like, I don't know, for a couple of days, I kind of monitored alternative media, and nobody freaking brought it up. Nobody freaking talked about it. I'm like, man, you got to strike while the iron is hot. While that's in the news, you need to be, you know, while it's on Rush Limbaugh, at least, you need to be getting it out there, because you need to get it while it's on people's minds and say, look, this is your chance. This is to get it out to people, to get the word, to get the exclamation point out there as to what this really was. But nothing. I didn't hear anybody talking about it. I finally, after a couple of days, I just gave up. Maybe they're talking about it now. But I wanted to say the definition of anti-Semitism, as they call it, is basically anybody who criticizes the behavior, the actions, the statements coming out of anything in the Jewish community, including Israel. That's all anti-Semitism is. So anybody that outside of the Jewish community or Israel that stands up for themselves and defends themselves, who doesn't want to be genocided, that's anti-Semitic. So that's all it is. You know, I believe that these people that call themselves Jews, whatever else they are, I don't care, quite frankly. They call themselves Jews. What decent person walking this earth would actually identify as Jewish, either religious or whatever? I don't know how they deal with that, but anybody, any good Jew of conscience, I don't know how they deal with that. But as far as I'm concerned, people that come out of the Jewish community come out of the womb with inherent termite characteristics. Their natural inclination is to destroy everything that is, everything outside of their community, and parasite off the host population while they're doing it. Just like that Jew said in that report you were reading earlier, it's in their DNA. He said it himself. I've heard other Jews say it's in their DNA to destroy everything around them. And one last thing, people, you know, from the black community continue to terrorize the community, and no one in the media is saying a word about it. It's just black with a hoodie, black with a hoodie, black with a hoodie, just robbing, killing, shooting all over the damn place, and nobody ever says anything about it. They'll go and they'll ask a black person, well, what do you think about it? Oh, it's got to stop. Let me tell you something. what you're never going to hear in the mainstream media and probably hardly ever in the alt media, the black community is never going to get better. They're only going to get worse. The black community idolizes thuggery. Their whole culture romanticizes gangsterism, and they celebrate irresponsible procreation and not raising their children right. And Rick Wilds has got a lot of balls, and I also believe, like him, America has been conquered, but there will be pockets of resistance.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you so much. We've got music, 1-800-313-9443, coming back with you, Chance, from West Virginia. Hang, stay with me, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. I wanted to say one thing quickly. I did this story a couple of weeks ago. You remember the guys, they were just walking in a parking lot, and some of them said a couple of racial slurs just out in a parking lot to no one. Thought it was funny. They'd been drinking. One of the two University of Connecticut students caught on video shouting a racial slur outside a campus apartment complex has been granted a special form of probation that could result in the dismissal of the charge. This is NBC Connecticut. A judge on Tuesday accepted Jared Corral's application for accelerated rehabilitation. Corral, 21, of Plainville, was placed on 6 months of probation in order to complete 20 hours of community service and undergo diversity and bias training. a charge of ridicule on account of creed, religion, color, or denomination, nationality, or race will be dismissed after a successful probation period. So I just wanted to say this guy was just saying this out in a parking lot to no one. It was caught on tape. He was charged with ridicule on account of creed, religion, color, denomination, and he's doing 6 months of probation, 20 hours of community service, and undergo diversity and bias training. Wow. Okay, got a full bank of callers. Everybody work with me. Chance in West Virginia, then Steve, Rick, Lauren, and Nancy coming up. Chance, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Farron. You know, the writing is clearly on the wall. Wake up, folks. What are you going to do now, folks? The evil and the wickedness is now out in the open. It's in your face, and it's challenging us all. Instead of being convicted, pedophiles are guarded and protected. They're also letting you know that they're willing to harm innocent and needy orphans and children. That shows you how much they care about children. We've become so crazy and wicked in this country, Farron. And, you know, on a lighter note, remember that crazy talk about taxpayer-funded sex changes? Remember that talk, Farron?
Oh, yeah, we're doing it in the prisons.
Okay, well, listen, I came up with a solution, Farron. You know how Burger King has this impossible burger that's full of estrogen and soy?
Yeah,
I've got a solution. I got a solution to this problem. Implement a program where buses pick up these weirdos, men who want to become women, bring them to Burger King for 6 months, two times a day for lunch and dinner, and they'll all have breasts after 6 months. That's all I got to say. God bless you, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And in light of that, hold on for me. Who's next? Steve, hang on. I got a story here I wanted to say in light of what Chance said. A Michigan man is facing charges for possessing child pornography, defended himself by claiming that he identifies as an 8-year-old girl and therefore should have his rights protected under the First Amendment. InfoWars ran this story. So this is the insanity that we have opened up by allowing this, what used to be mental illness, now to be glorified and justified and normalized, that we're all supposed to, because someone pretends that they're a boy, but they pretend they're a girl, and the rest of us have to pretend, or you're discriminating. You're discriminating because they're a protected class. All right, Steve in Texas, then Rick in Arizona, Lauren and Nancy. Steve, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Yeah, I read that story. I sure hope that guy doesn't actually get off because he's a whatever the hell he is. Anyways, I was wanted to talk about the James Fields wrong address thing. You know, I talked to you last week at some point, and we discussed that. And I mentioned to you that I have a friend that was getting, you know, thrown in the hoosegow, you know, for the lack of a better term. And so last night I spent a whole bunch of time trying to figure out how to contact him. And you know, the interesting thing about, there is a huge business, revolving around, disinformation in the jail. So, you know, I can totally see how you were given erroneous information by some website, which is probably not even a governmental website. And the government websites don't even actually have any actual information. And it seems like you end up going in through these huge loops. And I don't know. It is just fascinating, but it was kind of par for the course because I'm not used to being taken for a ride. And it's very frustrating, Farron. You know, I can feel you for that. And I don't know what James Field is thinking, doing. I don't know how that's going to play out, but it'll be interesting as we go.
And you know, on that note, Steve, if you called the Hazleton Penitentiary, which I've learned the differences between prisons and penitentiary, all this stuff, they won't even tell you. If you call, if you don't know the birth date or the offender ID number, they will not even tell you if someone is there or give you their offender ID. They're like, they attempt to be no help whatsoever. And that's how this whole situation came about. If Virginia at least allowed you to have a picture when you go and do an inmate search, But they don't. North Carolina does. North Carolina, actually, you can look and get a lot of information about what's going on, how many times, if they've had any violations and whatnot. Virginia don't do anything. So I learned a lesson on that one, and I own that mistake, but I did make it.
I know. Well, have a good day. Thanks for the show.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Rick, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Farron, I just wanted to make a quick call in here. You know, under Obama, you could buy any book on Amazon and you could watch anything on YouTube. And we didn't have red flag laws. And you didn't have anti-Semitism laws. In fact, now you can't even go down to a college campus and speak your piece about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. So my advice to everybody listening is to either vote for Bernie or don't vote at all. Don't vote for Trump. This Latham guy in Virginia, his job is to force you to vote for Trump. You see, he was in blackface, and he made a deal with the devil, the media. They said, okay, you're going to work over these people with these gun laws, or we're going to get rid of you. Latham is probably no more of a gun grabber. He's playing a part because his political career is hanging in the balance. This is how these people operate. They blackmail you. They control you with the money. Don't vote for Trump. Either vote for Bernie or don't vote for all. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ricky. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can look at it, and his perspective could actually be completely correct. I mean, there's a lot of people like me, I know, that, you know, Donald Trump with his foreign policies has just, you know, completely soured me, and we've discussed that before. So thanks so much for that. Lauren in Ohio, I've got a full bank. Everybody hold it to about 3 minutes. I'll get everybody on. Lauren in Ohio, then Nancy, then Tony coming up. How you doing? What's on your mind today?
Good. I'll make it concise. Just for when you look at President Trump, he's just a man. And this is our whole problem. We don't understand what we have here. This is the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. The Constitution is a body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers and tell them what their limitations are. Article 1, Section 8 tells you what they can and what they basically cannot do, all the things they can interfere in. And then they codify it again to reinforce it with the Bill of Rights, you know? So my point is, instead of all this frustration, you know, I feel so bad for that man who's calling up about and he's right about the black community. Absolutely. I'm a black woman. I don't want to hear, you know, the bottom line is, it's not about black or white or Jewish or Indian or Chinese. It's about whether you're doing right, whether in the end of the fruit of your labor, is there more? Did you create? Or is there destruction? It doesn't matter if you're a black Satanist or a Jewish Satanist or a Indian Satanist or a Chinese Satanist. A Satanist is a Satanist. They're destroyers. That's what they do. They're liars. You know, Satan's come to lie, steal, and destroy. And that's what's happening. Now, what are we doing? The only instruction we have in that Bible, stand. Stand in truth. Truth and justice, truth just is. It's not about all these lawyers and going to court and marching. You know, this march, what a setup. I mean, that's exactly when you look at the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence, what you see is one group of men going up against another group of men until they figure out, why are we standing out here in one place for them to get us? Remember when they released that tularemia, that rabbit fever, when a bunch of people went into Washington for something? I can't remember what the event was. But all of a sudden, here's, you know, and they have snipers up
question. There. Let me ask you a quick question, Lauren. I apologize for interrupting you, but... You know, from my point of view, we have so much chaos in our lives in this country through the clash of the different races. I'm not racist. I don't want to hurt or injure other races. I think the white race is being discriminated against. I think we would be better off segregated because we can't seem to get along. We've tried this for a long time.
Yeah, but see, that's the illusion. That's my point. I'm a black woman married to a white man. And we have 5 children, homeschooled, Christian, no tattoos, no piercings.
Well, my question is, and there's a lot of good black people. I don't argue that. But my question is, we've seen that the violence has only gotten worse. The races are not coming together. We're more divided than ever.
Right, but that's my point. That's the whole plan.
We can't seem to unite to go against the enemy, so... How do we solve this problem when it's getting worse?
Let me tell you how. If the people would unite in truth, that's what you need to unite with. You need to unite with God as the creator, and he made each one of us. to have an experience in this realm. Free with all the tools. That's the pursuit of happiness. To use your tool to create whatever dream you wanted to create here, and that's been stolen.
If I preach that to my local NAACP or whatever it is.
NAACP? No. Look.
They would cart me right out the front of the building. You know,
I'm going to tell you what. You're absolutely right. You know when Bill Cosby got in trouble? When he started telling black men, keep your parts in your pants and take care of what you create. Marry that woman and raise that child. And what happened to him? Honey, they came after him. He made all his money doing all his, and he did plenty of wickedness, raping those women, drugging those women. You know, he did his wrong stuff, but we're all men. We all do wrong stuff. What we have to unite in the fact is that Christ came to this earth to save us all. And if we would walk after him, this is our fault. We walk around obeying these people. We're 14th Amendment little C citizens, U.S. citizens for the most part. You have contracts with this administrative bureaucracy that you can change if you want to. You could homeschool your children if you wanted to. You could control your life if you want to. I'm standing right here on my farm with no electricity because they wanted to put a smart meter in. Take your smart meter and go walking. Jay McCanny, J-M-C-C-S-C-I, he's got the small wing generators now. What we do is walk away from them. Come out of her, my people. First we obey God, then we keep our money in our pocket. Quit giving them money. Quit obeying illegitimate authority. You are not going to get a pass when you die and have to face God. And he says, well, why did you do, fill in the blank? Well, because men said so and it was the law. They told me I had to do it. I mean, come on, man. We're walking around here. I call the Americans now the new American ace. We're arrogant, we're ignorant, and we're selfish. We don't know anything. What we do know, you know, we run from. We're going to turn our children over to these perverts. They're teaching these kids stuff in sex education. I ran for state school board, and I'm telling you what, nobody doesn't know at this point what's going on. The question is, what are you going to do? It's not what's President Trump going to do. Should we march? Should we all stand together? You came here by yourself out of your mother's womb, and you're going to leave by yourself. So the question is, are you or are you not going to obey God?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate your opinion. I want to get everybody on. I got something else. I've been holding a long time. Nancy in Ohio, thank you for holding. What's on your mind? Tony, stay there. Michael, I'll get to you. Nancy, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Taking my call. Frank stirred up a bunch of emotion in me. My husband, my son's father, was in the 101st Airborne in Vietnam. He was a point man for 9 months. He saw 5 black men rape a little Vietnamese girl. He could not save her from them. They would have killed him. When they got done, he took her to the medics. He said she was all tore up. He also saved a child from drowning in the, I believe it was the South China Sea. And there were 3 children, and he was only able to save one because of the undercurrent. And when he came back home, he got spit on. He joined the military to fight communism. All the while, we had communism right here working full time. And Frank hit it on the head. Black people are not going to change, and I've been saying this for years, until they start holding each other accountable and stop blaming the white man for their troubles. I have been handicapped my entire life, and I have had people tell me that I feel sorry for myself because my husband was in the Vietnam War. And I raised my child by myself because my husband was not able to handle life when he came back home. And Lauren is full of hot air. She needs to start facing reality. I have a friend that it lives in Chicago suburb. His son-in-law has a business. He had 2 bathrooms, men and women. and the city council made him put unisex on each door. So, you know, she's talking about we don't have to do what they say we have to do. Oh, yes. Yes, we do have to do, or else they would have closed his business down. She needs to be going out talking to her own people and telling them to stop believing all of this and let them fight the system instead of taking advantage of the system. I live next door to a black woman, and she harassed me till I had to sell my house and move out of it to another part of the city. So, you know, I'm done. Thank you.
God bless you. Tony in Chicago, then we got Michael coming up. Tony.
Yeah, I want to answer Frank's question. Is anybody standing up for themselves except these Jews? Yeah, the answer is yes, okay? You go to www.artjonestherebel.com, www.artjonestherebel.com, and you will see white people standing up for themselves. A week ago, this time, we were out on the streets with this huge sign, White America Under Attack by Justice Democrats, Marie Newman, with a big hammer and sickle red flag on it, going after this lady who's endorsed, that we're running against, who's endorsed by Representative AOC, who in a House committee meeting accused white people of being responsible for this climate change hoax, okay? So, yes. There are a few white people standing up for themselves up here in the Illinois 3rd District. We're doing it, okay? We're making history, okay? We haven't even begun. We got two more months for the election. You go to that site, www.artjonestherebel.com. Don't be so lazy. Just hit my site and give me some hits so I can get it up on the Google rankings, because we're doing what nobody is doing, okay, right now in a congressional campaign. You will be stunned what we are saying, and this is in a congressional campaign. We are on the ballot, and we are taking no prisoners up here, okay? We are fighting these communists, and you will see it on that website. Anyway, thank you, Farron.
Hey, and Frank wanted you to know that he has sent support to Art, and I saw the videos from some of that. So artjonestherebel.com. We're going to go to Michael in New York right now. It looks like you're the final caller. Michael, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Farron. Everything's well. Hope all is well with you too, sir. It's amazing to hear somebody call in and say, vote for Bernie Sanders. I mean, boy, there's there's somebody running on maybe 1.5 cylinders, or he's clearly a shill calling in. For example, for anybody not up to speed on the old Jew boy Brooke from Brooklyn that has never worked a day in his life and is a multimillionaire, Bernie Sanders, here you go.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor.
Okay, so there we have a little bit on that boy. But let's hear...
You've been distancing yourself a little from me. Bernie, you've been distancing yourself a little from me. I mean, that's just not something that you do to your comrade.
Yeah, okay. Vote for Bernie if you want communism, people. If you want to be more poor than you currently are and have a bunch of antichrists putting their boots on your neck every day, sure, vote for that loser. Yeah, okay. And it makes me recall a little while ago, a week or two ago, when O.C. Airhead Cortez was campaigning with Sanders, and she was crying to the public how we're evolving into a fascist country. That's how stupid she is. We're evolving. It would be devolving if we were really going that way. And so vote for the communist, Bernie Sanders, instead. Yeah, that's how insane they got it here now. And with all the blacks that can't get it together, they're under the same influence of those Jews, that they control the music industry. They pay them a lot of money to pump out noise they call music and to send a message out to everybody to of the gangster lifestyle, which is nothing but losers. And so that's their dilemma. They got our generation with rock and roll, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And look at all the losers that came out of that from our generation. A lot of great music, no question. There was talent there, but the whole culture that they brought about from that. Look at all the losers destroyed on drugs. Their minds totally warped on reality in every respect. And as far as with Trump, locally, there's a girl I know, a mom, and one day talking is how mad she was at Trump, and I said, why? And she said, because he cut off all aid for those that want to go through sex operations to change their gender. And I'm like, really? She goes, yes. My son cannot get the money anymore to continue. So the previous administrations were doing it, but not Trump. So our problem is they got us this far. When Trump came in, it was already over. Trump is buying his time, at least. He's not the savior, but he's buying his time. The corruption in our government is so extensive. Again, it's a body rotting, and the disease is so spread through the body, if the doctor doesn't operate and cure it quick, it's going to die. That's where we are when Trump came in. Anybody expecting that, you know, the medicine was already applied and the body's recovering, where are the vital signs? There aren't any. The economy's not doing that good. That's all hype. And that's fine, because when it all crashes, it's going to be so bad that we all know how bad it's going to be. So buying us time so everybody can get more prepared, that's good, because that's how bad it's going to get. And the overall picture is that if we don't just at the individual level get it together and unify ourselves and go after the real enemy, and Trump isn't doing that. He's got to kick the United Nations out. He's got to shut down this outside force. And like every with Epstein and Ghislaine, obviously the facts are there. The entire government has been co-opted by the Zionists, and that's why the corruption is rampant throughout our whole country, along with all the treason. So ultimately, at the individual level, everybody with families, you got to do right by your kids. Make sure you raise them healthy and strong. Keep them away from the vaccines. Do everything you can with a good diet so that they come up healthy and strong. Because what you see in Virginia is almost the Lexington event in our time. It's getting close. As we always said, Farron, they got to come after our guns before they can do anything else. They know that. And that's what we're seeing now. A major attempt by Virginia, which will then spread to New York and all the other commie states with commie governors. And then it's on. And whenever that day comes, everybody's got to realize, all the patriots, it's open season on all the traitors. We have to take them. That'll be the opportunity where we are justified to take out the traitors that destroyed our constitutional republic. And hopefully that day's still far down the road, but it's inevitable.
Hey, Michael, I got music. Thank you so much for your phone call. Thank you so much for your phone call. Everyone that called, great calls. I appreciate all of you. Had a little bit more news we could get in there, but I think we covered a lot of bases. Until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, and they will, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Razor and I walk the line on the street. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a sword.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time